commonly held assumption for treating people suffering from heat exhaustion is to just give them more water. The problem is that the person who is suffering could drink a gallon of water and still not get better. What's really happening here is that the person's body is lacking something vital. They have depleted the salts in their body to a point that no amount of water will fix. Once they get a sports drink or two in their system to replenish the electrolytes, they will tend to perk up. The solution is to get the right substance in them. In life, there exist commonly held beliefs about vital things we humans feel are missing to provide true fulfillment in our lives. We know that something just isn't right, so we attempt to fill our longings with a better job, more money, a new romantic relationship, or acquiring fame. But history has shown us again and again how people who often appear to have it all have found out that they were still missing something. The answer to the human dilemma is found in an interesting place in the Bible. In the book of Revelation, John gives us a picture of heavenly hope. He quotes Jesus saying, "Come, and let the one who hears say, 'Come.' Let the one who is thirsty come, and let the one who wishes take the free gift of the water of life." This passage reminds me of the story where Jesus encountered the woman at the well. Jesus tells the woman that whoever drinks the water that he is offering will never thirst again. Not only that, but once ingested, this living water will become a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Jesus describes himself as the living water. He is the key ingredient. He alone gives life. When we acknowledge Christ as our life, our thirst is satisfied. We no longer need to ask the question about what will satisfy us or what will make us whole. We are satisfied and made whole in Him. In our passage from Revelation, Jesus reassures us that He possesses all that we need to experience a full and satisfying life. In Him, we have been raised to a new life, a life without end. Our thirst is quenched. Having things in our life like money, relationships, respect, and admiration can all enrich our lives, but those things in and of themselves will never fill the empty space that only Christ can occupy. Does your life feel exhausting? Do you feel like your life is one big attempt at filling something deep inside you that is missing? Just know that Jesus is the answer. He offers you His living water. He offers you nothing less than Himself. He is our life. It's time to satisfy that thirst once and for all with the only one designed to make you whole, Jesus Christ. I'm Jeff Broadnax, speaking of life.
Thanks for watching this episode of Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it.
We'd love to connect with you. Here are a couple of ways. Subscribe to our newsletter, GCI Update, and like us on Facebook.
And if you'd like more resources from GCI, check out our website.
Thanks again for watching. See you next week.